From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Confidence, business, down?
Yeah. But quickly before we start, Mike, 4.96% return for the NZX 50 for the month of August. So it's been a lackluster year, but for the local exchange, close to 5% returns pushed the NZX 50 into positive territory for 2020. There we go. Yeah, business outlook. Yep. Yesterday, Mike, we talked about the factors and the forces that may influence how well the economy bounces back from the current economic interruption, and I pointed out some possible differences between what we'll call COVID level 4.1. That was the first time we went into level 4, and 4.2, which is where we're at now. Now, we got some colour added to that debate yesterday with the ANZ Business Outlook. So it's very important to note 75% of respondents responded to the survey before the announcement of 4.2, 25% after. Now, headline business confidence fell from plus 3.8 in July to minus 14.5 prior to the start of 4.2. And then we got that second wave of respondents, 25%, it sort of stayed there. So it was waning going in to 4.2. Now, let's look at own business activity, because that seems to be freer of the political dissonance that affects headline business confidence. Own activity in July, plus 26.3. fell to plus 20 pre-lockdown and then to 16 for the post-lockdown responses. So it was waning as well. But this is the really important takeaway from the survey, I think, Mike. We are not seeing the doom, the sheer depths of despondency and business outlook that we saw when we first went into level 4 last year. So to some degree now, we know what happens next. We wait it out until the numbers drop. And the other key issue is the presence of COVID has provided an incentive for people to get vaccinated. So we know we're going to go into a more of a vaccinated world. And so we're more confident also now that this isn't the start of some kind of zombie apocalypse. You know, we know it's just COVID. The issues we've talked about before are still evident, though. Employment intentions are still high enough to challenge the supply of available labour. Inflation expectations are now through the top of the RBNZ target band, that 1.1 to 3% range. The survey expectations now just above 3, so they're not going away. On balance, though, Mike, was this good news or was it bad news? I think it's reassuring that we seem to have a more balanced and reasoned response to level 4, but it confirms to me the fact that, assuming we get to level 2 quickly, the pre-lockdown issues of employment, inflation, they're still there. Look, Mike, will there be some pent-up demand? I think there will be some pent-up demand, but it won't be accompanied by a massive jump in house prices. And I still get the feeling that we're going to come out of lockdown at a sort of a steady, gentle Victorian canter, not a spaghetti Western full-on gallop.
I think you're probably right. Consents are up. Does that mean we're going to actually build or not?
Well, we don't. That's a really good question. So we still want to build houses. The number of houses consented rose 20% the year to July 2021. So that's compared to the 12 months to July 2020. Just over 45,000 dwellings consented up in all regions except Marlborough and Otago. I've got no reason why Marlborough and Otago were down. Remember, July 2020, COVID-affected comparison, Auckland, it's about 1,700 of the 4,200 total consented. It fell in July from June. That's a seasonal pattern. 19,000 for Auckland over the 12 months. The composition's interesting, 2-to-1 in terms of multi-unit versus standalone. So we're really trending to intensive living. It points to a big pipeline of potential work for builders, Mike, but it is at a time when capacity constraints are already evident. So it's good in the sense it'll keep them busy. The wild card is what happens to prices. Auckland, we're now building 11.2 houses per 1,000 residents. That's the highest level on record. So I think it's good news as long as we've actually got the people to be able to build them.
Lay some numbers on me.
35,354 on the Dow. It's down 45. The S&P 500, 4523, down. The Dow is down 46. The S&P 500 is down 5. The NASDAQ virtually unchanged, 15,267. The FTSE 100 down 28, 7119. The Nikkei up 300 points yesterday, 1%, 28089. Shanghai Composite up 16, 3543. The ASX 200 up 37534. And the NZX 50 up 38 points, closing at 13,218. The Kiwi dollar very strong, 0.7048 against the US, 0.9640 Aussie, 0.5970 euro, 0.5124 pounds. That is correct. It's gone weight right through 51p. 77.53 yen. Gold, $1,814. Brent crude, $73.
You have a good one, mate. Catch up tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmowealth.co.nz.